South Indians in Big Spring Conference Basketball. Tonight's Alton Comet Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Park in Oregon County, Paymasters Collision Repair in Alton, the Alton Bank and the Bank of Birch Street, Alton Auto Parts at Gun and Pond, Shelter Insurance on Hollister Agent in Alton, the Fuel Express, and the Alton Quick Connection. Bonnie's Outdoors of West Plains, the West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and helping to bring you Couch Indian Basketball, the Alton Bank, and their branch, Bank of Birch Street. Alton Comet coming off two losses in a row to wrap up the 2023 portion of the basketball season. They'd like to get back in the win column with a victory here tonight. Couch Indians having a good season. They are 9-2 in the first half. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your pregame activity in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
And back after the timeout, we turn here to the Alton High School gym, getting ready for our varsity boys game. They joined us late in the varsity girls game. It was all Alton Lady Comets. Lady Comets sprinted out to a 23-9 lead at the end of the first quarter, 46-13 at the half, and they went on to win 80-31. The Alton Lady Comets are now 14-2. On the year, and I look for them to enter the Class 2 state rankings next time rankings come out. I think you can almost bet on it. This point of the season, to be 14-2 and scoring 80 points, that's impressive. Well, we got boys basketball coming up next. I mentioned earlier the Alton Comet losers of two in a row. They're looking to get back in the win column here tonight. They lost the final two games they played at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. They'd like to get back on a roll. They are 4-8 on the year. Couch Indians are 9-2, good size, and the Couch Indians, they may make a little run in the Class 1 as far as getting in the state rankings when the next boys' state rankings come out, if they continue to put W's on the board. They're coached by Justin Regal, doing a good job. Jared Hinch is his assistant. And, of course, the Alton Comets, coached by Anthony Crusoe, and Eric Honeycutt is his assistant. We've got about 5 minutes till we tip it off. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your starting lineup in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. We'll say thanks to your Alton Comet boosters that will bring you Alton Comet basketball tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Rediment. Along with Simpson's True Value in Alton and Legacy Auto Body in Thayer. We're getting the starting lineup here for the Couch Indians. And here we go. It'll be number three, Dylan Larson. Number 10, Lance Morey. I'll get the rest of them when they turn the lights back on. They have turned the lights off on us again. Let's see here. It'll be, I mentioned Morey, Kendrick Wilson, Hunter Roberts, and Joby Surgeon to start for the Cap Indians. For the Alton Comets, it'll be Marcus Cochran, along with Dylan Whalen at the guard. Dalton Paulette playing down on the baseline. Caden Willard, the young freshman player, and the sharpshooter Cole Trantham wearing number 34. Alton Comets wearing the white uniforms here at home, trimmed in the blue and gold, and the Cap Indians wearing the black, trimmed in the red. We're going to be ready for starting for the tip-off here. As say, well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the tip-off in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And here we go. We're ready for you. Talk about collision repair. This is going to be a big spring conference collision right here. Alton Comets, Couch Indians from the Alton High School Gym. We are ready to stop talking about it. We're ready to get it underway. Couch Indians 9-2 coming in. Alton Comets 4-8. Three-man officiating crew, 8 minutes on the clock. And here we go. Tip is up and controlled into that court by the Couch Indians. Lance Morey got it. Gives it up. Brings it across the timeline. Alton back. Looks like going to play some zone. Morey. Penetrates to the elbow, gets the ball back out front for Williams. Williams, now to the big kid, Joby Surgeon. He's a big one. Gives the ball off to number 10, Morey. He pulls up with a free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound taken by Dalton Paulette. And the Alton Comets want to come on the run. Marcus Cochran to the top, wings it down to the right corner. Too far ahead of Dylan Whalen, out of bounds. The Comets turn it over on their first possession here in the ballgame. Alton looks like they want to pick up a little bit three-quarter court and try and turn over the Cap Indians. Indians bring the ball to the half-court line, feed it over to Williams. Williams, and now a steal by Dalton Paulette. Got it to Whalen. Whalen to the top of the key. Works it to the right side baseline. Now in the corner. Marcus Cochran for three. Off the front rim, no good. Paulette got the rebound. He'll bring it back out front to Whalen. Dylan running it from the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Kick to the no-look pass down the corner to Cochran. Now on the top to Willard, the freshman for three, and it's good! Caden Willard hits a three from the top of the key, and the Alton Comets jump out to a 3-0 lead. Cap breaks the three-quarter court pressure. Got the ball on the right side for Morey. Morey down in the corner. They're going to bring it out front and does for Larson. Larson right back to Morey in the corner. He takes it to the elbow, looking to penetrate into the lane. Elevate, dumps it over to Sturgeon, and had a little trouble with the handleball. Picked up by number 33, Parker Crowder. And Crowder will get fouled on the play. He went up with a shot. Number 34, Cole Trantham. Going to be whistled for the foul. It'll be a two-shot foul. And going to line, number 33, Parker Crowder for the Couch Indians. First free throw is up and rattles in and out. No good for Crowder. 6:39 to go, first quarter. Alton up 3-0 on the three-pointer by the freshman, Caden Willard. Second free throw for Crowder is on the way. It is good. Couch gets on the board. And the Alton Comets bring the ball up. No full court pressure for Couch. They're way back in a 1-2-2 zone. Ball goes left side to Trantham. Trantham on the wing. Feeds it off in the corner to Willard. Willard gets tripped up going up the sideline and is going to be fouled. Foul will be on number 10 in the open floor. That is Lance Morey. Call for the trip up the sideline. The Alton Comets will inbound it on the far side with 6:29 to go here in the first quarter. Whalen takes it off the inbound. We'll take it out between the circles. Work it left side for Willard. Willard on the wing. Bounces it in the corner to Cockrum for three. It's good! Marcus Cockrum knocks one home from downtown. And the Alton Comets are up 6-1 over the Couch Indians. Again, three-quarter court pressure for Alton. Couch got the ball up to Sturgeon. And Sturgeon couldn't hit the short jumper. Rebound taken by Whalen. He races up the floor. Gives it over to Cockrum. Three more. Yes, sir. Marcus Cockrum. Open red hot. It's two in a row. And the Alton Comets out to a 9-1 lead. We get a timeout call by the Couch Indians. 5:54 to go in the quarter. Alton up by 8. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
5:54 to go in the first quarter. The Alton Comets have hit three-pointers. They lead it 9-1. Couch called that timeout. This Comets three-quarter court press is really bothering them, and they steal it again. Willard gets it up to Whalen, fakes in the lane, shoots, and gets fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Aiden Willard, the freshman, got up high in the air, knocked that ball on the pass. Foul's going to be on number 10. That is Morey. Lance Morey, and that'll be two on him early in the game. He immediately going to come out of there. Dylan Whalen at the free throw line. Dalton hits the free throw. Facing a 10-1 game. Number 13 checking in. Dalton Royer will go in place of number 10, Morey, who will sit with those early two fouls. And Whalen hits the second free throw. Alton up now by 10, 11-1, 5:45 to go in the first quarter. In the backcourt is Dylan Larson. Brings the ball up the court and finally got it down to Sturgeon. And Sturgeon's going to be held by Dalton Paulette. Sturgeon had it down there. Dalton Paulette just grabbed hold of him instead of letting him just score. And he was right under the bucket. Paulette calls a foul, be number one on Dalton. And Castle inbound the ball, got to Sturgeon, goes up with a shot at each door. Boy, the big kid, Joby Sturgeon. First field goal here in the first half for the Couch Indians. Alton will bring the ball up across the sideline, swing it right side to Marcus Cockrum in the corner and out of Trampson. Trampson's pass deflected by the defense, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll belong to the Alton Comets. 5:21 to go in the first quarter. Alton up 8. With the ball, they'll bring it in to Cockrum. On the right side to Whalen. Whalen cross court to Willard. Willard for three. Bingo! Caden Willard with his second three-pointer of the night. Alton has hit four threes, and here's almost a steal. We're going to get a foul on Dalton Paulette. I'm sorry. Couch made a long throw up the court, and Dalton, looking like a safety, came over to try and pick it off, and he got into the body of Sturgeon. And Paulette's going to come out of the game with these two early fouls. It'll be number 11, Cade Clary, to check in. 4 of the Alton Comets. 14-3, Alton with the lead. Substitution here for Couch. Number 10 will go back in, Lance Morey. He'll be playing with two fouls. Number 13, Dalton Royer, who went in for it, will come out. So Couch inbound it down under the bucket along the baseline. Number 22, the trigger man, that is Kendrick Williams, lobs it in for Sturgeon. Free throw line with a jumper. No good. Rebound, Cole Trampett. Comets want to run. Cops them up the left sideline. Feeds it down the corner to Willard. Willard down the baseline. Picks it back outside and around the horn for Wayland. He'll shoot a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound volleyed up and around. On the floor, picked up by Sturgeon for Couch. They'll feed it out to Larson. Larson waits for the rest of his teammates. Good decision. Gives it now to Lance Morey, top of the key. Morey going to back it out with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. His team needs a bucket. Alton with a big lead, playing defense. Couch with it. Out on top is Larson. Back it out between the circles. Swinging left side to Sturgeon. Back in the middle. Shot is up for Crowder. No good. And a rebound taken by Clary for the Alton Comet. Clary races up the right sideline. Thought about taking the three, but the freshman says, no, no, I'll back it out. Got it down on the left side. Here's a baseline move by Willard. His shot is up and no good. Sturgeon yanks down the rebound for the Couch Indians. Alton with a pair of freshmen on the floor right now. Right against the Couch Indians. In the lane goes Morey. Nice little running one-hander. Up and good. Lance Morey for his first 2 points of the game. Makes it 14-5 with 3:52 to go in the first period. Alton gives it to Dylan Whalen, wide open for three. That one is no good. The rebound is taken by Crowder for Couch. Got it up to Morey across the timeline. Going to go on the left side. They do on the wing to Sturgeon. Sturgeon will give and go down the baseline. Got inside the defense. Count it. And a foul. Sturgeon got three down the baseline. The Comets had to foul him. Fouls on number 11, Cade Clary. Will be his first. And substitution here, Jaden Sisko will check into the ball game. And Willard will come out for Alton. Get a little rest. 14-7, Alton up by 7. Couch trying to cut into it a little bit. Sturgeon at the free throw line. And he puts the free throw up, and it's good. So Sturgeon, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. He's got 5 points in the game. 3:31 to go. Alton with it. Works it down the right corner for Dylan Whalen. He'll bring it back out near midcourt. 3.5 to go in the quarter. Whalen looking to penetrate. Kicks it back outside. Long shot is up. No good for Sisko. And the rebound taken by the Couch Indians. Indians cross time. Oh, it's poked away by Cockrum, who races down the floor for the layup. Marcus Cockrum, the senior, with 8 points in the first quarter. And the Alton lead is back to 8. Couch Indians work it. Up into the front court to Morey. Morey, right side to Sturgeon. Sturgeon gives it to Crowder. Crowder back to Sturgeon, trying to drive the baseline, and he steps out of bounds. Great defensive play down there by Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum got back and got that foot planted on that baseline. Trying to go around him. Sturgeon steps on the inline. So, Alton Comets get it back with an 8-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Whalen working it up the floor. Gets to the top of the key, swings it left side to Trantham, down the corner to Cockrum. Market, penetrate, kicks it out. Clary for three. That one's off the mark, no good. And it bounces up and hits the support on top of the basket. It belonged to the Couch Indians. Alton Comet basketball tonight brought to you by West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Monty's Outdoors and the Fuel Express and the Quick Connection in Alton. Here come the Couch Indians. Number 10, Morey with it. Swings on the left side for Larson. Now in the corner, the Sturgeon driving the baseline. Nobody got in his way. And he goes all the way to bucket and lays it in off the glass. Alton Comets going to make a substitution. The big freshman, Corbin Tharp, going to check in at the next break. Already two freshmen on the floor for the Alton Comets. They swing it outside to Cockrum. Cockrum into the middle. Nice cut by Trantham. Couldn't hit the short jumper. And the rebound off the hand of Alton out of bounds, and we're going to get a foul call. That'll be on number 15, Jaden Sisko. Will be his first. And there go Tharp and Willard into the game for Alton. Sisko and Trantham will check out. So Tharp's going to be in there and try to counter Sturgeon. By the way, that was a 15 foul against the Alton Comets. So for the final 2 minutes and 19 seconds of this first quarter, Couch Indians going to be shooting free throws. Down by 6 They go to the line. Lance Morris will be the shooter. Lance with 2 points in the ballgame. And the first free throw is no good. Cats led early by Joby Sturgeon. He has got 7. Alton led by Cochran with 8. And the second free throw for Morey is good. He's got 3 points now in the game. 2:19 to play in the first quarter. Alton's lead was 10. Now it's 5. 16-11. Alton, long pass down to Cochran in the corner. Fires a 3. Bingo! Marcus Cochran with his 3rd 3-pointer in the first quarter. He's got 11, and the Alton lead is back to 8. Caps with it. Sturgeon on the right side. He'll back it out. And it off, and get it eventually out on top to Larson. Larson around to Morey. Morey pulls up at the free throw line with a jumper. No good. Rebound tipped up and around. And run down in the corner by Dylan Whalen. Whalen with it for Alton with an opportunity to go back up 10 here with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Long pass down to Cochran. Got into Tharp. The big freshman has his shot blocked by Sturgeon. But he'll be fouled. It'll go to the line and shoot 2. Now on Sturgeon, Joby Sturgeon will be his first of the game. And it'll be Tharp at the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Alton Comets. Corbin Tharp, big freshman. First one is up and good. By the way, the Alton Junior Varsity was the winner tonight, 59-38. Over their counterparts from Couch. And here's Kendrick Williams checking back in the ballgame. Dalton Royer coming out for the Couch Indians. Now the free throw here for Tharp is on the way, and it is, in and out, no good. The rebound taken by Crowder for Couch. Is it to Sturgeon? Sturgeon works it up the left sideline. Takes it all the way out between the circles. Passes it right side for Moyer. Moyer penetrates in the free throw circle, pulls up from 15 and scores. Nice move, Lance Moyer. It's 5th point of the game. It's back to a 7-point Comet lead with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Alton Cochran got it down to Willard. Willard bounces it down in the middle. And the ball taken away from Tharp by Williams. Williams is going to get fouled. And he tries to go cross court. Got tripped. That's going to be on Dylan Whalen. And number 2, Whalen called for the foul. That'll be number 1 on him. And it's going to, should be shooting 2 shots, yeah. Number 22 going to line to shoot 2, Kendrick Williams. Alan Whalen, his first. And Williams has not scored in the ballgame. We'll see if he can get one on the board here. And got it to go down. Got a little shooter's roll there. Rattled in. Bounced out. Hit the backboard and then fell back in the hole. He'll shoot another. With a minute 4 to go in the first quarter, this one is in and out, no good. Rebound volleyed around. Controlled by Couch. Back up and in a bucket. Sturgeon will get the rebound and score. And will go line for 1 more. Looking for his 10th point of the quarter. And that makes it a 4-point game, 20-16. Foul on the Alton Comets will come Marcus Cochran, his first. And now another substitution. Cole Trantham back in the game for Coach Anthony Caruso. And a free throw for Sturgeon is good. The big kid's got 10. He leads all scores. Well, lead scorers for Couch. 10 of their 17. Alton with the ball under a minute to go in the first quarter. Trantham trying to force one in the middle. Ball is intercepted. Couch Indians on the break trying to get it down the floor. Ball is deflected by the defense. Dylan Whalen got back in a hurry. Made a good defensive play. Couch will inbound with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. They inbound it. In front to Larson. Larson gives it down to Morey. Baseline jumper is up. No good. Far for the rebound. His outlet pass goes to Whalen. Fell down and now gets fouled in the open court. That's going to be on Lance Morey. And that's going to be number 3 in the first quarter on Morey. Team foul number 4. And now Morey is going to have to come out of the ballgame. 3 fouls in the first quarter on Lance. Number 13 will check in. That is Dalton Royer. Alton inbounds ball with 37 on the clock. First quarter action. Comets lead it by 3. Got the ball over to Willard. Willard swings it right side to Whalen. Whalen penetrates in the lane. Pulls up a little floater. Good! Dylan Whalen, first field goal of the first quarter. Got 4 points in the game. Alton now leads it by 5. They bring it into the front court to Larson. 15 seconds go. Trying to lob it to Crowder. Stolen by Bart. The big freshman drives it all the way down the floor and scores. Corbin Tharp off the bench with three in the quarter. Couch with the ball, 3 seconds to go. Long shot at the buzzer. Good! Dylan Larson hits a three from 25 feet away. And we've got a four-point game at the quarter break. 24-20. Alton Comets with the lead. We'll take a timeout. We're back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back ready for our second quarter here at the Alton High School Gym. Big Range Conference matchup. And the Couch Indians and the Alton Comets. Comets with a lead at the end of one quarter, 24-20. And it'll be a Comet basketball to start the second quarter. Big first quarter for Marcus Cockrum for Alton. He's got 11 and 10 for Joby Sturgeon for Couch in the first period. Two teams are running and gunning. Alton with it. Willard gets the ball down the corner to Cockrum, drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Transom. Cole Transom, little fadeaway jumper from 17 feet is good. Well, you don't see people shooting that shot very often anymore. A little fadeaway, a little old-school fadeaway from about 17 feet. And the bucket, first one of the night for Transom. Alton back up by six. Couch Indians working on the offensive end, trying to get the ball down inside to Sturgeon. They lob it down there. He makes the catch, goes up with a shot, count and a foul. Good head and shoulder fake. He got Cole Transom up off his feet and just kind of leaned into him to draw the contact. Sturgeon with the easy bucket. He's got 12 points in the game, and he'll go to the line and shoot for his 13th. 12 of the 22 for the Couch Indians, and now 13 of the 23. And the big kid for Couch having a night. 7:20 to go. In the first half, Alton with the ball. Marcus Cockrum penetrates in the lane, kicks it back out to Transom for three. Yes, sir. Cole Transom, and if he gets hot, look out. One of the best shooters when he's on in the entire area. Cole Transom with his first three of the night. He scored the last five for Alton. Here's Couch working the ball down inside, trying to get it to Sturgeon, and he stepped on the baseline again. Got a little too far under the bucket. 1 minute gone by in the second quarter. Alton Comets lead it by six. Dylan Whalen bring it up across the timeline. Comets going to take their time this time. They swing it over to Transom. Transom looking to penetrate. Got in the free throw circle. Kicks out to Cockrum for three. That one's good. Marcus Cockrum with his fourth three-pointer of the game. He's got 14 points to lead the Alton Comets. Couch with the ball. A little give and go to Sturgeon all the way to the bucket right down the left side of the lane for the easy two. Comets just don't have an answer for Joby Sturgeon. Biggest kid by far on the floor. Alton working it the other way. Got it to Willard down in the corner. The freshman with a three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound is tipped out and controlled by Couch. Indians chance to get back to within five here with a bucket. And Willard almost takes it away. He's going to get called for a foul. Willard tried to duck in underneath Larson. And is going to be called for the foul. And for Caden, that'll be his first of the game. Non-shooting foul. Second team foul of the second quarter against the Alton Comets. Couch Indians haven't been called for one yet. We've played 2 minutes here in the second. Alton by seven. Inbound ball stolen by Cockrum. Cockrum to Willard. Flies to the bucket. Misses it. Cockrum gets the rebound. Back up. No. And Sturgeon clears it down for the Couch Indians. And he'll bring it up the court. Sturgeon crosses the timeline with 5:54 to go in the first half. Gives it off now for Williams. Williams to Crowder. Crowder trying to go down in the corner. Ball deflected by the defense and goes out of bounds. Didn't see who got a hand on it, but somebody for Alton got a hand on it. Castle inbounded along the baseline down near the corner. The 13, Royer inbounds it to Williams. Williams gives it out. Here's a lob inside to Sturgeon in the paint. Drops the pass down to Crowder. Crowder trying to get a shot up, and he does off the window. Parker Crowder with his first field goal. And now a steal on the inbound. Sturgeon to the bucket. Misses it. Rebound Dalton Paulette. And Sturgeon fouled him. Sturgeon a little frustrated, missing the easy layup. And he's going to be called for the foul. That's number two for Joby Sturgeon. And we got a timeout on the floor. 32-27. Alton Thomas with a lead. 5:27 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Well, back after the timeout, Coach Anthony Caruso wanted to talk to his Alton Comets. Couch Indians were back within five here after being down by 10 a couple of different times. 32-27, Alton with the lead. 5:27 to go here in the first half. It'll be Alton basketball after the foul was called on Sturgeon for a couch just before the break. See what Coach Caruso wanted to talk to his Comets about here. Dalton Paulette will inbound the ball. And gets it in to Dylan Whalen. He'll bring it up across the timeline. Alton got five around the perimeter of the couch zone defense. They give the ball to Cockrum. He rolls across the top of the key, hands it to Willard. Willard across the top from left to right. Now to Whalen. Whalen penetrates in the lane. Wrap around pass to Paulette for two. Dalton Paulette with his first 3 points of the game. Alton back up by seven. Couch with it in the backcourt. Across the timeline. Got it over to Williams, Kendrick Williams, shot no good. Sturgeon with the rebound, goes up and scores. Boys, kids, the player. 17 on the line for Joby Sturgeon. We're still in the first. We still got over 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Alton's trying to force the ball into the middle here, and it's taken away by Joby Sturgeon. Sturgeon gets up the floor to Larson. Larson back to Sturgeon, move to the elbow, kick it down in the corner. 3-point tries up, no good. Crowder with the rebound, can't follow it in. Sturgeon with a rebound. Get hit on the way up. That'll be on Dylan Whalen. Couch Indians with a size advantage. They just continue to pound the boards. And Sturgeon will go to the line and shoot two. Fouled in the act of shooting. Fell on Whalen, by the way, with his second of the game. And the first free throw for Joby Sturgeon is good. 18 of the 30 for Couch from Joby Sturgeon, make it 19 to the 31. Wow. Alton Comets going to come the other way. 3-point lead now, 34-31. Just over 4 minutes to go in the first half. Cotton with it out top. Brings it to Trantham on the left side. Talk about taking the deep three, doesn't. Gets to Whalen. He'll shoot one. It's no good. And rebound pulled down by Crowder. Crowder off to Sturgeon. There come the Couch Indians. They'll kick it down to Williams in the corner. Back outside. Now the high post to Crowder. Crowder brings it back outside to Larson. Larson. Get away from the defense as he dribbles down in the corner. Now brings it back out front. Kicks it on the right side to Kendrick Williams. Williams. The high post to Sturgeon. Takes the pass. Gives it a cutter in the lane. Williams with a beautiful play and he scores. Kendrick Williams' first field goal. Nice pass from the big kid. Pass it to, and we've got a one-point game, 34-33. Alton hanging to a lead here with just under 3.5 to play. Long shot is up and no good for the Comets. Cole Trantham missed that one from near the sideline on the left wing. Couch with a rebound. It's the ball that we got a whistle. We're going to get a foul called. Couch trying to throw it from the corner of the cutter down the lane, and the foul can be called on Marcus Conklin. That'll be number one on Marcus Conklin. Substitution here for Alton. Dylan Whalen will check out of the game. Number 11, Cade Clary checks in. Indians inbound the ball. to Williams on the top, gives the Crowder in the free throw circle. He kicks it back outside to Larson. Larson, now to Sturgeon in the corner. No-look pass down to Crowder. Offensive foul on Crowder. He lowered his shoulder into Cole Trantham, and he tried to back down the defender. And he's called for the foul. The foul on Crowder will be his first of the game. And the first team foul against Couch in the second quarter. Where is that? Foul number one on Crowder. And only the second team foul against Couch here in the second quarter. 3 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Alton with a one-point lead in the ball. Holding it out on top. They swing it to Trantham in the right corner. Back out front to Clary. Clary, he's on the left side to Willard. Now back to Cockrum. Inside Cole Trantham. Fadeaway jumper. Count it. Second one of those he's hit tonight. Cole Trantham. Now with 7 points in the game for the Alton Comets. And it's a 3-point count lead with 2.5 minutes to go. First half action here from the Alton High School gym. Shelby Sturgeon with it for Couch. Going to pull up with a long three-pointer, and he banks it in off the backboard. Sturgeon with 22 first half points. Alton with the ball. Got it down to Clary. Clary drives to baseline and scores. Nice move by the freshman down the baseline. Alton back up to 38-36. Couch with it into Sturgeon. Goes all the way through the lane and scores the layup. Sturgeon with 24 in the first half. Boys having a night. Cochran, another way for Alton. Tied at 38. Minute 50 to go. Comets go to Clary, the freshman. Penetrates in the lane. Couldn't get the shot to drop. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Alton. Oh, yeah, well, belong to the Alton Comets. Couch Indian fans didn't like the call. But it'll be Alton Comets basketball. They'll inbound it. Clary under the bucket to the left side. Comets with the ball trying to break the tie. Got it into Cockrum. Out on top to Willard. Now to Trantham for three. Bingo! Cole Trantham. Eating up his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 10. And the Alton Comets back on top by three with a minute 31 to go in the first half. Couch got up across the timeline. Here's a shot by Larson. Is blocked. Oh, no, it hit the basket. They got the fold back basket. And they got him folded up. And he shot it straight up, and it hit the bottom of the basket. It'll belong to, I thought the shot was blocked. The moment I didn't realize it. No, it hit that basket. So the Comets win the ball. Up by three. Here's Cockrum looking to penetrate. And he got fouled on the drive. It'll be on the floor before the shot. Fouls against number three, Dylan Larson, will be his first. Team foul number three against the Couch Indians here in the second quarter. Alton will inbound it. Got it to Cisco with minute 17, Clary. Clary gives off the Trantham. He goes down to the baseline. A little running one-hander is no good. And we got a ball out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. Thought they were going to get Trantham for a foul. Probably should have. I think Cole did too. But notice that went out of bounds off the ball. So the Comets here. A little full court pressure. Couch. Sturgeon gets it across the timeline. Goes all the way up the sideline. Now weaves his way down the baseline. Trying to get a shot up. He does. So we got a whistle and a foul. They're going to call it on the floor before the shot. Number 24, Willard. It's going to be called for the foul. The foul on Caden will be his second of the game. Sturgeon will go to the free throw line. That's the fifth team foul against Alton here in the second quarter. First one is up, but it's good. Sturgeon's having a night. He's got 25. Caden Willard out of the game for Alton. Caden was 6 points in the first half. Dylan Whalen checks in. And second free throw is up and no good. And the rebound comes out long, and the Couch Indians got it. Larson penetrating, shooting and running one-hander, no good. Cockrum down with the rebound. Alton with the ball in a two-point lead. Under a minute to go in the first half. Cockrum going to the basket. It's going to get fouled. It's going to be a reach-in as he made the move to the bucket against number 22, Kendrick Williams, his first. Fourth team foul on the Couch Indians. So the Comets. Well, inbound, it was 47 seconds to go. Inbound on the baseline to the right side of the bucket. Looking in, going to have to bring it way out front. And got it to Clary. Clary brings it over the Trantham on the left side wing. There's a whistle and a foul. Going to be called a push on Crowder. Clary just got in front of him, and Crowder trying to make a little room, I guess, just pushed it. That'll be the 15th foul on Couch, and that'll mean two shots for Clary. Cade Clary going to the line. Has scored 2 points tonight. Another one of these Alton Comet freshmen. They've played three freshmen on and off throughout the first half. And trying to add to a two-point lead, the first one for Clary is no good. Barely drew any iron on that one. He'll shoot another. 41 seconds to go in the first half. Free throw here is up. That one is no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and a foul going to be called on Clary going after it. Clary misses the free throw and picks up his second foul. Trying to get the ball back. Tend to call that a frustration foul. And with 41 seconds to go, we'll go to the other end. Number 13, Dalton Warrior, will go to the free throw line, shoot two for Couch. His team down by two, so he can tie it up with a pair from the free throw line. First one is up and no good. Bounces off the back iron. The best Royer can do is make it a one-point game here. It's almost halftime here at the Alton High School gym. Big crowd on hand. Has a good ball game going on. Alton's led by as many as 10. Have never trailed in the game. And here's the second free throw. It is up and no good. Royer missed them both. And Dylan Whalen gets the rebound for Alton. So the Comets, if they want to hold it for the final shot of the first half, could go to the locker room with a four-point lead. Here's Cockrum. Nope, he's going to shoot the three. It's up and no good. Rebound balling around and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Alton Comets. Went off the hands of Sturgeon. And now Couch making a substitution. Number 10, Lance Morey back in the ballgame. Really don't understand that move. Remember, he's playing with three first-half fouls. Alton with the ball. 22 seconds. Inbound. Got it to Clary. Clary. Oh, passes by Dalton Paulette. Intercepted all the way to bucket. And a foul for number 10, Lance Morey. Morey got out in front with the steal on the bad pass. Got the bucket and gets fouled on the play. The foul will be on number 34, Cole Trampa. That'll be number three on Cole. And going to the line to shoot for the lead for the Couch Indians, number 10, Lance Morey, and the free throw is no good. Alton with a rebound. 14 seconds to go. First half, Cockrum crosses the timeline with nine. Cockrum looking to penetrate. Down to Clary in the corner for three. It's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Almost stolen by Alton, but it goes, oh, it is going to be Alton ball. Thomas will inbound the ball with 1.4 seconds to go. They knocked it away from Sturgeon. And the official says it bounced off his foot out of bounds. Alton, enough chance to catch and shoot for the lead. Whalen got it in to Trantham for three. No, that's the end of our first half of play. I score 41-41. The Alton Comets and the Couch Indians all tied up. We'll take time out. We'll be back with all of our halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We know
You hear them fenders bending. Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, we're back after the timeout, and they're honoring the Alton Lady Comet basketball team for their 14-2 start, honoring for winning the Mountain Grove Holiday Tournament, and giving a basketball to Evan Montgomery to honor her for scoring her 1,000th point a couple weeks ago. And Evan will be continuing her basketball career at Evangel University in Springfield. Well, congratulations. Alton Lady Comet, if you didn't hear, 14-2 on the year, and they are just off to a tremendous start. And they won their game tonight earlier, 80-31 over the Cal State Indians. We're at halftime of the boys' contest, and we're all tied at 41. The Alton Comets and the Cal State Indians. Alton actually had a 24-20 lead at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 21-17, and we're all tied up here at the intermission. Alton led by Marcus Cockrum, the senior, has scored 14 first-half points. And Cole Transom, he's up late in the first half, and he's got 10. For the Couch Indians, it's been the Joby Sturgeon show tonight. Joby with 25 of the Couch Indians, 41 points in the first half. Just simply, yeah, the big kid. And no secret, if you follow basketball in the area, Alton Comets really don't have any size. Biggest player is Cole Transom when they don't have the freshman out there. Now, the Tharp kid is a big kid. Not as big as the Sturgeon kid, but Tharp is, I'm guessing, about 6'2", 6'3", and that's about the biggest size. It might be bigger than that. Might be the biggest, or is the biggest kid on the team for the Alton Comets. But just the freshman, they kind of play him in spots, and did play a little bit early in the first half here, but has not played any late in the first half. All right, so anyway, the size of Sturgeon, how to keep him from getting the basketball and how to get him off the boards, I'm sure is what the Comet coaches are talking about in the locker room right now, because he is absolutely dominating this basketball game with his 25 first-half points. It's been a really cool night here at the Alton High School gym, as they have honored the class of 53-54, which is the first Alton Comet basketball team that would go to the Final Four. Also, honored the class of 93-94, which was another team that went to the Final Four and ended up finishing in third place that year. And, of course, legendary coach and our good buddy Doyle Pitts, the head coach of that team, and his son Jamie was here representing him on the court when they brought out players from that team. I thought that was very fitting. And Doyle and Marvin Vestal was the assistant for Doyle Pitts during that season, 93-94. Brought back some good memories seeing those guys, and boy, what a team that was. All right, 41-41, our halftime score here. Couch and Alton all tied up. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
All right, and we're back here after the it's halftime. Sorry about that. Let's take a look at our first half scoring for the Alton Comets. They scored 24 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second. They're led by Marcus Cockrum. He's got 14 in the first half. Dylan Whalen with 4, 2 for Cade Clary, 3 for Corbin Tharp, 2 for Dalton Paulette, 6 on a pair of three-pointers for Caden Willard, and 10 for Cole Trantham. Now for the Couch Indians, they are led by Joby Sturgeon. By the way, Couch scored 20 points in the first quarter, 21 in the second. And they're led by Joby Sturgeon. He has 25 in the first half. Yes, I said 25 in the first half. 7 points for Lance Morey, 3 for Parker Crowder, 3 for Kendrick Williams, and 3 for Dylan Larson. Again, 41-41 is our score at the break. We'll say thanks to your Alton Comets boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Simpson's True Value in Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. We're going to take another time out. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
It's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back just on the way here in the second half. Alton Comets and the Couch Indians. Couch Indians open the second half with the basketball. 7:38 to go on the third quarter clock. They try to lob the ball down inside to Sturgeon, and it is intercepted by Dalton Paulette. Nice job by Paulette to get up with the big man. And the Alton Comets with the ball back. They swing it down the left corner to Willard for three. It's off the front rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Kendrick Williams for the Couch Indians. Oh, Couch with an opportunity to take the lead for the first time tonight. They've been tied on two or three different occasions, but Couch has never let. And here's a three-point shot on the way. That one is no good. The rebound is taken by the Alton Comets. Marcus Cottrum brought it down. 1 minute gone by here in the third quarter. Comets get in the half-court set. Cole Trantham on the left side wing in the corner to Cottrum. Marcus drives down the baseline, gives it to Whalen. Whalen up with a shot. No good. And the rebound taken here by the Couch Indians. That was Sturgeon again. Been dominating the boards. Couch with the ball. Down low is Kendrick Williams. Baseline jumper good from behind the backboard. Kendrick Williams with his second bucket of the game. He's got 5 points. As the Couch Indians with their first lead of the game, 43-41. Alton Comets with it. Almost turned it over. Cole Trantham gets it back. Now he's got the double team. And trying to get rid of it. It's going to be fouled. There'll be a push on the Couch Indians, number 22. That is Kendrick Williams. That'll be foul number two on Williams. Dylan Whalen will inbound it for the Alton Comets. 6:19 to go in the third. Alton down two. Cockrum off the inbound. Takes it to the right side. Wings it up. Willard. Cross court to Trantham. Trantham to Cockrum in the lane. Dumps it down low to Dalton Paulette. Reverse layup. No good. Couldn't get it to drop. And the rebound taken by Sturgeon. Sturgeon runs the floor on the dribble drive. Handles the ball really well for a big kid. Now gives it up out front to Williams. Williams to the wing and back outside. Around the horn they go. Three-point shot. Reynolds in and out. No good for Larson. Rebound, Crowder. He can't score. And then he tipped it back outside. The Couch Indians have got to reset. Kendrick Williams going the left corner to a number 10, Morey. Morey is going to get fouled as he goes across the lane. Fouls on number two. That is Dylan Whalen. That'll be number three on Whalen. And substitution here for the Alton Comets as the big freshman Corbin Tharp will check into the ballgame. Cole Trantham will come out. And the inbound play comes in to Morey for Couch. Morey driving down the right side of the lane. Now backs it out to the wing on the dribble. Feeds it out front to Kendrick Williams. Williams moving off the screen. Wears up for a three. It's off the backboard. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. And Williams got it back. He steps down the middle of the lane, dumps it inside to Morey. Morey shoots, count it, and a foul. Lance Morey with a beautiful head and shoulder fake and a beautiful feed from Williams to Morey. And the foul is going to be on Marcus Cockrum, and that'll be number three on Marcus. Basket is good for Morey. And he'll shoot for the three-point play, and it's good. Morey now with 10 points. We got a timeout on the floor. 46-41, Couch Indians lead the Alton Comets by 5. We got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, the Alton Comets are down by 5 here with 5 minutes to go, 5 minutes and change in the third quarter. Playing at home against the Couch Indians. And this third quarter, 5 points in the quarter, 3 by Lance Morey, and a 2 for Kendrick Williams. And the Alton Comets, with 5 and change to go, have not scored in the second half. Here's Dylan Whalen with the ball. Feeds it down in the corner to Cockrum. Cockrum out to the elbow. Lings it on the right side, corner to Whalen. 3-point shot, good! And he's fouled. Dylan Whalen with a 3-and-1. The foul's going to be, I believe, on number 10. Yes, it is. Number 10 called for the foul, Lance Morey. And that will be his fourth of the game. And he's going to have to come out of the ballgame, I would think. And the basket good for Dylan Whalen. He's all of a sudden got 7 in the game. And will go to the line trying to make it a one-point contest. Free throw is up and good. Dylan Whalen, it's a 4-point play. He's got 8 in the game. And the Alton Comets back within 1. Couch breaks the full court pressure. And they get the ball down to Crowder in the paint, count it, and he's fouled. South Indians broke the pressure like there was nothing to it. They love to get up and down the floor, and the foul's going to be on number 11. That is Clary, who had just checked into the game. And for Cade, that is his third foul of the game. Basket is good for Crowder. Gives him five in the game, shooting for his sixth. No good. And the rebound to Dalton Paulette. Coach Crusoe wanted a push on Sturgeon, and I can't say that I blame him on that one. Anyway, Collins got the ball, got it down the corner to Willard. Caden swings it out to Dylan Whalen. Moves around the defender, gets into the middle of the lane, kicks it back outside to Clary. Right side to Willard for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. The rebound controlled by the Couch Indians. Joby Sturgeon. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alton down by three. Couch with the ball. Three-pointer in the corner. Good! Number three, Dylan Larson with his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6 points in the game. And it's a six-point Couch Indian lead. Here's Whalen down the other end for Alton, and they threw it away. Whalen trying to feed it down low to Dalton Paulette and went right through his leg as he tried to hit him with the bounce pass. 4:10 to go. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Couch up by six with the ball. Williams to bring it up across the timeline. Alton sitting back in that zone defense. Couch working it around the perimeter. Now got it down to Sturgeon on the baseline. Kicked it back out to Larson. Larson's shot is no good. Rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Nice play by Willard to tip that over to Dylan Whalen. Whalen comes into the front court behind the back of the dribble. Going all the way to bucket. Dumps it off to Paulette, who will score the layup. Nice play by Dylan Whalen to Dalton Paulette. And Paulette with his second bucket of the game. Couch with the ball, four-point lead. Sturgeon will fire with the baseline. It's good. It was a two. He was inside the three-point line. But the first two of the second half for Joby Sturgeon, he's now got 27 in the game. Alton the other way, down by six. With the ball, Willard moves toward the bucket, pulls up with a running jumper, and it's good. Willard now with 8 points for the Alton County. Couch Indians in the basketball. Working off the screen out top. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's another three ball, and it's good. Number three, Larson. It's his third three-pointer. And the Alton Comets won a timeout. 56-49. Alton down seven. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Up 56-49, Alton Comets are down by seven with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Couch Indians going to play a little bit of token backcourt pressure here. As the Alton Comets will inbound it, boy, that was a big Dylan Larson three-pointer just a moment ago. Put the Couch up by seven, their biggest lead of the game. It's been a seesaw battle. Alton is led by as many as 10 in the game. And the Comets get it down in the half court. Shot is up by Clary, no good. The rebound cleared by the Couch Indians. Has a chance to go up by nine here with a bucket for Couch. Or 10 if somebody hits one from downtown. There is number three, Larson. Larson got it down to Sturgeon under the bucket. He scores. There's just not much you can do about it when he gets it down there. 29 points tonight for Joby Sturgeon. And it's a nine-point Couch lead. Here come the Comets with it. Whalen going to the bucket hard right down the middle of the floor. And he's going to get fouled on the drive. That's going to be on Kendrick Williams, number 22. Williams to pick up his third in the game. Cole Trantham going to check back in for Alton. Cade Clary will check out. Alton will inbound it down under the bucket. Comets down by 9, 58-49. Inbound the ball, got in the cock room for 3. That one's off the front rim, no good. And rebound taken by Williams for Couch. Indians bring it up the left side. That is Larson. Larson, right side to Sturgeon. Sturgeon way outside the three-point line. Dumps it to Crowder down the corner. Three-point ball is up. That one is up off the rim, no good. Bounces high up off the, all the way over the backboard and out of bounds. So with a minute 54 to go in the third quarter. Alton down 9 with the basketball. Chance to climb a little closer here before the third quarter break. Marcus Cochran brings up the left side. And here Coach Caruso shouting instructions to the offense. Out on the floor. Cochran looking to penetrate. Kick it back out to Willard. Willard goes down to the baseline. Back out to Cochran. Now to Trantham. Sets for 3. That one's off the mark. Cochran with the rebound. Trying to go back up. Going to get fouled. Cochran went high for the rebound. Then trying to go back up. It's going to get fouled by number 22, Kendrick Williams. And that'll be his fourth. The second Couch Indian with 4 fouls tonight. Lance Morey's got 4 and Kendrick Williams with 4. And at the line, Marcus Cochran will shoot 2. First one is up and good for the senior. 15 points on the line for Cochran, his first here in the third quarter. Coach Regal is going to leave Williams on the floor here with 4 fouls in a minute 36 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw for Cochran is up, and it's good. So Couch with 2 starters with 4 fouls, and both of them still on the floor with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. That is Morey with the basketball out front for Couch. Gives it to Crowder. Crowder turns at the free throw line. Shoots no good. Rebound. Marcus Cochran. Here come the Comets again. Chance to get back to within 5. Cochran to Willard for 3. That one's off the rim. No. Rebound. Trantham. He can't follow. Gets it back. The Willard sets his feet for 3. That one's no good. And Sturgeon down the rebound. Couch to 2-on-2. Going to the bucket. Basket and a foul. Number 3, Dylan Larson. And a nice pass from Joby Sturgeon to get it to him. Larson will count the basket and go to the line to shoot for the 3-point play. And the foul is on number 2, Dylan Whalen. And officially have 3 fouls on Whalen. At the line, number 3 for Couch. Shot is up. No good by Larson. Still remains a 9-point game, 60-51. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Alton down by 9. Comets looking to get a good shot here. Cut a little closer, headed to the fourth quarter. Got it to Cochran in the left corner. Brings out to the wing. Now gets to the cutter. Whalen in playing. Short jumper. Good. 12-footer. Dylan Whalen. Come alive in the second half. He's got 10. 35 seconds to go. Couch as they bring it across the timeline. Got it to Kendrick Williams. Now in the corner to Larson. And out front to Morey. Morey back to Williams. Oh, his pass almost deflected. And then going to be out of bounds. Off the hands of the Couch Indians. Ball got deflected. And then they tried to save it in. And it went off the Couch Indians out of bounds. So the Alton Comets get the ball back with 24 seconds left. Down by 7 here in the third quarter. Alton. Marcus Cochran takes it across the timeline to Trantham for 3. That one's off the back iron. No good. Maybe a little quick on the shot. That's good. Down and Trantham steals it back. And goes towards the layup. Trantham hanging out in the backcourt. Took it away from Morey. And went scored the layup. And here's Sturgeon for 3 at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 60-55. The Alton Comets trail by 5 headed to the fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Well, 8 minutes on the clock, and we're headed to the fourth quarter in a five-point game. The Alton Comets trail the Couch Indians 60-55, and it will be Alton Comet ball to start the fourth quarter. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Fuel Express and the Alton Quick Connection, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains and West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And good to see folks from Monty's Outdoors here at the game. Of course, their daughter, Evan Montgomery, played in the girls' game. So, Gerald and Leslie, good to see them here at the ballgame tonight. And shot is up for Alton. No good. Rebound taken by Dalton Paulette. He goes back up and in. Dalton Paulette with 6 points in the game. And just like that, Alton is back to within three, 60-57. Trailed by nine just a moment ago. Couch with it. Got to Sturgeon. Sturgeon right down the middle of the lane. Shoots and scores. Sturgeon just scored his 31st point for the Couch Indians. We still got 7 minutes to go in the game. Alton with it, working around the perimeter of the zone Couch defense. Dylan Whalen on the right side wing. Still on the dribble, got it to high post. And Paulette in the corner to Cockrum. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound Willard to Whalen for three. That one's no good. And a long rebound, run down in the corner, is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Couch Indian ball. Marcus Cockrum didn't agree with the call. He just smiles and goes the other way. What a good kid he is. Here come the Couch Indians with the ball. 6:50 to go. They lead it by five, 62-57. They bounce it over to Williams. Williams puts it on the floor between the circles, goes to the right side. On the wing, picks up the dribble, feeds to Sturgeon. Sturgeon to his right, down to the baseline. 12-foot jumpers, good. Sturgeon with 33. We've still got 6.5 minutes to go. Marcus Cockrum for the Alton Comets. Lead them in scoring. Comets working around the perimeter. Ball goes to Trantham, down the middle of the lane. Gets it out to Whalen. Whalen, able to shoot the floater. No, gives up to Paulette. Paulette back to Whalen. Inside to Willard. Willard back out to Trantham in the corner for a three. It's off the mark. No good. And the rebound taken by Sturgeon for the Couch Indians. He'll dribble drive out of traffic. Got up to Williams. Couch with numbers. Williams in the lane. Pulls up. Waits for the trailer. That is Sturgeon. Now around the left side. Now out to Morey. Morey right side to Williams. Williams to put it on the floor. They can afford to run a little clock. Oh, and here's a deflected pass. Ball is loose. And we're going to get a held ball. Yeah, we do, finally. A held ball will be called. We have players all over the place, right in the middle of the big A, in the middle of the floor here at the Alton High School. And the possession is going to belong to the Couch Indians on the dual possession, on the held ball. Couch leading by seven with a basketball. 5:46 to go in the game. Morey will give it to Kendrick Williams. Williams takes it to the right side, now draws the double team, gives it over to Morey. Morey has it poked away, ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Whalen. He'll glide for the bucket, count it in a foul. And Kendrick Williams has just fouled out of the game for the Couch Indians. Kendrick Williams will foul out with 5.5 minutes to play. Basket is good for Whalen. Makes it a five-point game, 64-59. And Whalen will go to the line for the three-point play. But not until Couch makes a substitution. They've got 30 seconds. And 5.5 minutes to go here. Couch is trying to make a decision on who to put into the game. So Kendrick Williams, the first of the Couch Indians to go down and foul trouble. Foul out of the game. Remember, Lance Morey is playing with four fouls. Nobody else with more than two. In fact, only two other Cass Indians have even been called for a foul. Make that three. All right, Whalen trying to complete the three-point play. Shot is up and rolls off the rim. No good. By the way, Cass, who'd they get in the ballgame? Got number one, Coy Amick. Checked into the game for Cass. So the Indians up by five. Sturgeon, wild shot off the baseline. One ain't reason to take that. And a rebound controlled by Alton. Comets with a chance to get to within three. Cockrum all the way to the bucket. Couldn't hit the layup. And a rebound taken by Sturgeon for Couch. So 5 minutes to play in the game. Couch with it. Lance Morey brings it across the timeline. Alton needs a stop. Bring it on the right side. Couch, that is Larson. Larson lost the handle. Picked up by Sturgeon. Shoots it from the block. Scores. And will go to the line and shoot for three. They're going to call a foul on Cole Trantham, I believe. Yeah, they do, number 34. Foul on Trantham will be his fourth of the game. And he's going to check out at the five-minute mark. And Cade Clary will check in. And for Sturgeon, that is 35 points and looking for 36. Another substitution, Hunter Roberts will check into the game for the Couch Indians. 4:55 to go in the game. Sturgeon hits the free throw. 36 points in the game for Sturgeon. And with 4:50 to go, Alton down by 8, 67-59. Need a bucket on this trip. Whalen into the lane. Kicks it out to Conkrum. Marcus in the corner to Willard. Willard square up for a three from the left side wing. It's on the way, no good. Conkrum up with a rebound. Got it over to Dalton Paulette, who lays it up in the air. Big bucket for Dalton. That's 8 points for Dalton Paulette. And the lead back to 6, 67-61. Couch with the ball. Sturgeon out on the wing. Leads it out top to Morey. Morey to Crowder. Crowder dumps it to Sturgeon. Now in the left corner. Going back to Sturgeon on the baseline. He backs it out on the dribble. Leads it out top for Larson. And we got a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Alton Comets. Number 24. That is, Willard, Caden Willard, called for his third. Non-shooting foul, just a second. Actually, the first team, or second team foul on Alton here in the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go in the game. Couch with the ball in the lead by 6. They get it to Sturgeon in the right corner. Sturgeon looking to drive the baseline. Comets cut him off. He pulls up with a shot. No good. Bad shot there. Rebound taken by Costa. He runs the floor for Alton. Got it just outside the lane. Feeds to Whalen for three. Bingo! Dylan Whalen hits one from downtown. We've got a three-point game, 67-64. Couch with it out top. Morey gets over to Sturgeon in the corner. Back outside to Sturgeon. Now left side to Morey. Right back over on the right side. This is Roberts. Roberts gives it up. They'll give it to Crowder at the high post and back over. Down to 3 minutes to go. Here's a give to Crowder down the left side of the lane. Shoots and scores. Parker Crowder now with 7 points of the game for Couch. Back to a 5-point lead for the Indians. 3 minutes to go in the game, folks. Good old-fashioned barn burner going on here at the Alton High School gym. Collis working the ball around the perimeter of the Couch zone defense. Trying to get a bucket here. They're going to need a stop. Got over to Cottrum. Cottrum squares up a three. Off the front rim, no good. Goes and gets his own rebound and gets fouled on the way back up. He'll go to line and shoot two. I think they're going to get Crowder on the foul this time. Oh, get number 10. And there's the fifth foul on Lance Morey. The second Alton Comet starter has fouled out of the game. Lance Morey will foul out with 2:46 to play in the ballgame. Marcus Cockrum going to wait. Coach Regal gets in a sub in place of Morey. Number 32 checking in. Bradley Fabrizio. And Marcus Cockrum at the free throw line. Looking to cut into this lead. First free throw is up and good for the senior. Marcus now with 17 points in the game. Looking for another. Where's number one on the jersey? Got his up, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound, bottle around. Cockrum got it, couldn't convert, and Crowder down the rebound, and he got tied up by Dalton Paulette. And they're going to get Paulette for a foul on this play. Well, Paulette and Crowder got tied up in there. And it'll be Couch Indian ball. They'll inbound it. They have to go the length of the floor, but the foul on Dalton Paulette. That'll be number three on Dalton. 4-point ball game. Couch Indians with the lead. 69-65. And here's a steal. Oh, we're going to get a foul call on the Couch Indian base. Not a foul, but Sturgeon travel with the basketball. Going up the sideline to the Comet. Pressure. And the Comets with the ball down by four. Got the corner to Cochran. Cochran brings it out to the wing on the dribble. To the top of the key. Feeds over to Willard. Willard bounces it right back to Cochran. The Whalen in the corner for three. It's no good. And Sturgeon yanks down the rebound and gets tied up by Dalton Paulette, who's taking a beating out there. That time Sturgeon ripped the ball away. So it'll be Alton Comet ball on the alternating possession rule, and Dalton Paulette's nose is bleeding. They're going to have to get him off the floor. I mean, he took a shot by Sturgeon and tried to rip that ball away. And Cole Trantham will check into the game in place of Dalton Paulette. Dalton's going to try and get that nose to stop bleeding. And Dalton will inbound the ball here with 2:16 to play, down by four. Officials now looking on the floor to see if there are any blood droplets, and doesn't appear to be. Told you, good old-fashioned barn burner going on here at the Alton High School gym. Alton with the ball. Got it to Willard, top of the key. Over to Cochran. Cochran floats in the lane, kicks it out to Whalen for three. Off the rim, no good. Willard with the rebound. Free throw line, jumper is good. Willard hits one from the free throw line. We've got a 2-point game, 69-67. Couch with it. Sturgeon on the sideline. Wings it cross court. Now down on the left side. They bounce it down to Crowder. Crowder gets tied up by Whalen, and they're going to call Dylan Whalen for a foul. Going to call it on the floor. I mean, Crowder made the catch. And Dylan Whalen just got all, he got both hands wrapped around that ball. They call him for the foul. That's his fourth of the game. Castle inbound with a minute 47 to go. They're up by two. They inbound it to Sturgeon. Sturgeon got it down inside to Fabrizio, and he lost it out of bounds. And the Couch Indians are continuing to attack the basket. I know that's one thing to do with a 2-point lead, a minute 43. I think you got to pull that thing out, make them come foul you. You've got three fouls before you're going to put Alton at the free throw line. So I'd just stand up there and run some clock. Anyway, Alton Comets with the ball down by two. Dylan Whalen out on top. Ends it down on the right side wing to Cochran. Cochran looking in the lane. He's going to fire a three, and it's good. And the Alton Comets are back on top. Alton Comets on top by one on a three by Marcus Cochran. Couch Indians break the full court pressure, and now Cochran with a steal. Driving down the left side of the lane all the way to bucket. Couldn't score. Rebound Couch. Here they come. Larson pulls up for a long jumper. No good. Rebound for Brizio. His shot no good. And then Sturgeon knocked it out of bounds. It's going to be Alton Comet basketball. Dalton Paulette checking back in. Larry comes out. 70-69 is our score. And we get a timeout left. Alton Comets call a timeout with 55 seconds to go, leading by one. And they will have the ball when we come back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Now we're back for the final 55 seconds of our game. The Alton Comets have come from 9 points down and have a one-point lead, 70-69. In fact, Comets were down by five, headed into the fourth quarter. They have outscored Couch 15-9 and lead it by one, 70-69. And it's Alton Comet ball. They take their time bringing it across the timeline. Cochran got it across in 10 to get there. Thomas now swinging right side to Dylan Whalen. Whalen stepping away from the defense. Goes through a double team, falls down, but got rid of the ball to Trantham. Trantham back over to Cochran on the right side. 30 seconds to go. Now Couch going to commit a foul. It will not send Dalton to the free throw line. And this is what I don't like about this five foul per quarter thing. That's only the third foul on Couch, so Alton won't go to the line until they commit two more. And we've only got 31 seconds left. Couch back defensively. Alton with four players in the backcourt to inbound the ball to. They do. And now they bring it across the timeline, but not until after a foul. Foul's on number three, Larson. I believe the other foul was on Fabrizio. And now Alton will go to the free throw line on the next foul by the Couch Indians. 29 seconds to go. And Paulette inbounds it way deep in the backcourt to Dylan Whalen. Whalen races up to near midcourt and gets it across with 22 seconds to go. And now Cochran will be fouled with 21 seconds to play. Foul will be on number three, Dylan Larson. And that will send Marcus Cochran to the free throw line. Marcus with a 20-point night tonight. He leads the Alton Comets. Whalen has scored 15, 10 for Willard, and 12 for Cole Transom. At the free throw line, Marcus Cockrum, senior. Putting the first free throw up, it's good. Makes it a 2-point lead. And one more makes it a 3-point game with 21 seconds to go. 21 points now for Marcus Cochran. Looking for number 22. It is up. In and out. No good. Couch Indians, Sturgeon down the rebound. 18 to go. 16 as they cross the timeline. Sturgeon pulls up on the wing with 13 seconds. Clock running. And now they're going to get a timeout. No, we got a foul. Going to be called on Caden Willard. Willard going to be called for the foul. Couch was trying to call a timeout, but the official got the foul before the timeout. And the foul on Willard will be his fifth of the game. Caden will foul out of the game with 11 seconds to go. At the free throw line, number three, Dylan Larson with a chance to tie. Oh, he misses the first one. Coach Caruso. Now the instructions to his team. Coach Regal down the instructions to the Caps Indians. So this could make it a one-point game if he makes the free throw, and it's good. So Larson hits the free throw. And now we're going to get a foul called immediately on the Couch Indians. So the basket is good. Foul's going to be on number 25. That is Sturgeon. And that will be his third of the night. And going to the free throw line, Dalton Paulette. No time ran off the clock. They called a dead ball foul after the made free throw on Sturgeon. And Paulette going to the line. Dalton has scored 8 points tonight. The free throw is up, and it's good. Paulette puts the Alton Comets back up by two with 11 seconds to play. One more, and Counts will have to hit a three to get us to overtime. Shot is up, and it's good. Three-point lead. Paulette with a couple of big free throws. Oh, and the Couch Indians fell down, and a bucket by Dylan Whalen, and that'll do it. Couch almost turns it over again, and the Alton Comets come from behind and beat the Couch Indians 75-70. Larson had the ball going up the floor. He slipped and fell down. Dylan Whalen went and hit the layup to give the Comets a five-point advantage. What a ball game and what a finish. 75-70, the Alton Comets with a win over the Couch Indians. We'll